Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Hey, Xander, what are you drinking?
We, the collective we, are drinking the Sunflower IPA from McMinniman's Edgefield Brewing.
So that's we as in us or we as in the queen?
The royal yes. We?
The royal we.
All the above.
The royal bathroom we?
Yeah.
The royal we.
Yeah.
We bowling?
Yeah. No. But also, yes, that is fun. as described on the can, its brilliant blonde color and distinct yet subtle citrus flavors satisfy both the diehard IPA drinker and those who prefer a light, easy drinking selection, which I do think this actually does both of those things.
Okay, this is delicious.
Now, instead of describing me, describe the beer.
It's good.
You know, I have had this. I said before that we hadn't. But no, I have had this. This is seasonal.
I bought a can of this and I opened it and had a sip and didn't like it and then gave it to you.
I'll take whatever you're drinking there if you don't want the rest of it.
I mean, I personally really like this IPA. It's a lot lighter than I think most are, both in color and in taste. Yeah. The hoppiness is not as aggressive as some other IPAs and just kind of has a kind of nice, like, you know, floral citrusy notes that I think.
It's tangy.
Yeah. Citrusy.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. I like it. It's very good.
It's a beautiful beer.
It's so pretty.
It's gorgeous.
It looks like a Hef.
It's almost as pretty as
It's like a
Poppy.
Hazy. Aww.
Almost as pretty as Poppy.
It's true.
Speaking of pretty, you're listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Recorded here in Portland, Oregon. I'm NPC.
The good Dr. Sander Gerrymander.
I am the beautiful Poppy Beaujolais.
That is true. She's very pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, this is tasty.
You know what goes really well with beer?
What?
Pizza.
Oh, word.
Fuck yeah.
There's only two beverages to drink with pizza, and that is either an ice-cold Mexican Coca-Cola or a good beer.
Okay. That is correct.
Yes. What do I win?
Some more beer when you want it.
Huzzah.
So here's the thing.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's a thing.
What happened was.
I'm an avid reader of the news, as some of my friends and listeners might know.
That's why you're anxious.
That's why I am self-loathing. Anyways. So, I'm reading this article that, according to the authors of this upcoming book called Modernist Pizza by Nathan Myhrvold, I'm probably mispronouncing that, and also the other guy too, Francisco Magoya.
We just lost Nathan and Francisco. Sorry, guys.
We're about to lose them even harder in a second. They ate almost 400 different pies from coast to coast and came to the conclusion in their upcoming 3-volume, 1,700-page book that the best pizza city in America is Portland, Oregon?
I disbelieve. I've rolled a save versus illusion.
I just cast fireball.
Okay.
So,
where do we want to start with this? Okay, first off, let's start with, we are recording here in Portland, Oregon. Yeah. Like, we're in the heart of Portland
now.
Shall
we say how long we've all lived here?
Well, hold on. We are in Portland, right? We can verify this.
Yes.
Can we also verify that we are humans and we require food for sustenance?
Indeed.
And one of the foods that we prefer is pizza.
Yeah.
We're all on the same level here.
Yes,
yeah.
Pizza's fucking great.
Yeah.
Okay, so Poppy, let's start with you.
Nails.
Is the best pizza you've ever had in your entire life, did it come from Portland, Oregon?
Actually, it did.
Okay, well, that's a good start. Go on.
Unfortunately, this place closed in January.
Oh, is this? Oh, okay. Yes. I know what this is.
The pizza place that we never would say its name because we were afraid of it getting too popular and being overrun.
Boy, howdy, did we learn how to not ever do that again.
Yeah.
Brick House.
Well, once COVID hit, it was Brick House Pizza.
I can never remember.
We were talking about in our last episode going back to the bar, and I didn't want to mention that I haven't really spent much time going back to the bar because my local closed. My local was the bar attached to Brick House Pizza. Yeah. They were the same restaurant.
These bar.
So I'm not a sports person, but I've recommended it to people before as Kansas City Chiefs bar. We have one less Chiefs bar, if anybody cares. D's Bar was great, and Brick House Pizza was the best pizza I've ever had.
And Dennis and freaking...
Thana.
Yep. And all the... Oh.
So what I'm hearing is that this article came out this month, and both of your favorite pizza joints ever closed like a year ago.
Yeah.
January,
but yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So...
Like, the best pizza in Portland closed. It's a shame.
And NPC, is it also your...
Same place.
No, your favorite pizza place ever in all your pizza experiences.
So, here's a little bit about NPC here. First 10 years of my employment were at pizza places. I worked... at major chains, I worked at mom and pops, I worked at specialties, I worked at two separate places owned by the mob. I've done a lot of pizza. Two different mobs, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Sure.
I've worked in pizza. I used to consider myself a pizza snob. And actually, I probably still could consider myself a pizza snob, but I'm less discerning. I know what I like, but I also don't hate that much. So I'm an open-minded snob, we could say. But this place, Brick House Pizza, in all of my years of loving pizza, and I say this as someone who has had sexy dreams about pizza, okay? I love pizza.
Okay.
Pizza was one of the foods I tried to put in the name of my podcast group, but all the domains were taken. So I went with breakfast.
Instead of pizza puppies?
It could have been pizza puppies. Yeah. But anyway, Brick House Pizza, best fucking pizza I've ever had in my life. And I don't exaggerate when saying that. It was amazing. And for me, it was consistent and it hit all of my values. It was good at the table. It was good reheated, and it was good cold. It's fantastic pizza.
Hammy's real close second.
Hammy's is a real close second.
Also,
Hammy's is pretty good.
One of the best pizzas was in Colorado, and it was Bojo's.
We're not talking about Colorado. Colorado can fuck off.
But Xander asked if best pizza.
You already named your best pizza, and you said it was in Portland. So that conversation is done now because you've listed it. That's how best works.
My top two, Portland. Third, Colorado. Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, what about you, Xander?
So I just came back from New York City.
Oh, yeah. Here it comes. New York City's the best at everything.
I've had a lot of pizza in New York City, too.
I was going to go and take a train to visit my cousin Bazooka Joe in Pennsylvania halfway through my fraternal order bartendership in New York City. Yes.
Bazooka Joe is your cousin?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Who knew?
DJ Bazooka Joe.
We've talked about him on the show several times.
I drink so much. I can't remember.
Anyways, I was hungry and I wanted to get a slice before I left Penn Station, and right across the fucking block, this place called New York Pizza Suprema was there. And I went, they just opened. I need pizza. I need food. I'm going to go there. I walked into this place. And the first thing they say is, I'm so sorry. All we have right now available is cheese. We just opened. And I went, what else would I have in New York but a slice of cheese pizza? I'll take it. And as I'm sitting there, paying my like $4 for a big ass slice of pizza, I'm looking above their food counter and it's like voted best, second best, third best, best, third best, best. Like every fucking year in a row since they were founded in like 1964 or whatever, There's like pictures of Anthony Bourdain coming into this pizza joint. I just randomly stumbled across this place.
Sweet.
And it was probably the best slice of pizza I've ever had in my entire life.
You know,
and it was cheap.
The thing is, it's not that hard to make a good pizza. It really isn't. No, it really isn't. All you have dough, you have sauce, and you have cheese.
The crust and the sauce are the main.
Yeah, so it's like watching the baking show. I really wish that the baking show would cover all baked goods, because I love the Great British Baking Show, but they only cover sweets or occasionally savory sweets or whatever. But they don't cover things like pot pies or fucking pizza, which is a baked good, goddammit.
Hear me, Paul Hollywood.
There's just as much science that goes into making a perfect combination of crust, sauce, and cheese as there is that goes into making goddamn baked Alaska. Like, it's, you can fuck them both up equally. So
fuck your shoe pastry. Give me a goddamn good pizza dough.
But, you know, so you think about it, you look, you're like, it shouldn't be this difficult. And if you know what you're doing, it's really not that hard to make a good pizza.
I strongly disagree.
Why?
Have you worked in pizza?
I've not worked in pizza, but I cook a lot, right? Okay. Like, it shouldn't be fucking hard to make, you know, again, I used to be married to someone who's basically a vegan. It should not be hard to make good vegan, you know, fucking Mexican style beans, but it apparently is, because there's garbage all across this goddamn city.
No, well, okay. So it shouldn't be hard, but some people just fail at it.
Again, no, most people fail at it. So again, what you're saying, okay, no, when you say it shouldn't be that hard.
It really shouldn't.
Sure. But again, most people fucking suck at it. Is what my point is.
I wouldn't say they suck at it. What they do is they pick a flavor that they like, and it's their choice, their personal preference, and then they just do that. Blandness
because
white people. No, white people. You're 100% correct, because white people.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Okay, good. We solve that one real quick.
I mean, I want to be clear that making even just a good homemade spaghetti sauce is a fucking skill. I have never attempted it because slow cooking spaghetti sauce is fucking hard.
Is my jam. I should do that for you guys sometime.
Make us some fucking pizza sauce, yo. We should have a pizza.
I've never made pizza, but I'll make you the marinara sauce.
I've got, you see my zucchinis, my giant, I make some zoodles with that shit, yo. Yeah, Sam.
Real fast.
Okay, I'm stuck.
Yeah. Anyway, Portland pizza.
So again, I don't. Okay.
We can cut that.
So here's the thing.
What happened?
The good doctor's going to preach here for a second.
Preach.
Amen.
Almost. Let me get to the end of the point then. Okay. Then they give me an amen. So Portland pizza, in my experience, living here for 17 fucking years, has been, Portland pizza is, let me go and toss an asymmetrical. Cut that shit. Fuck you. Love you. Is throwing an asymmetrical dough. It's a weird fucking shape that just looks like, you know,
placenta.
Basically.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't get it here. Like, they don't make a round goddamn pie.
Asymmetrical thing. And then they're like, okay, here's some sauce. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we'll make it a vegan sauce, because fuck you. And then they could, like, they literally go to the produce section and throw the most random fucking shit on the pizza and go, this is a brilliant creation, and you should love this.
Yes. And you know what they do? You know what they call it? Artisanal. Ugh. And then they charge you $30 to $40 for it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, it is basically a fucking smorgasbord pizza that they make for you every time. And you're like, these ingredients make no goddamn sense.
Whoever thought broccoli was a good pizza topping?
What is wrong with you?
Fucking fire.
What is wrong with you?
Fuck them.
Who hurt you as a child?
I'm gonna find that person to put broccoli on pizza, and I'm gonna take a
asparagus. Are you kidding me? Oh, Brussels sprouts. Fuck you and fuck who created you.
And this is coming from someone who loves pineapple on pizza. Like, I don't care what y'all think out there, motherfuckers. Pineapple on pizza is delicious. But broccoli?
No.
Brussels sprout? What the fuck? Who hurt you?
Again, it is this fucking barbaric thing that they do where they can't toss around pizza to save their life, which means you're just bad at your job.
It shouldn't be that hard to toss a pizza.
Yeah, and somehow they fail at it. And then like the like biggest of chains here are just garbage. Like Bizzicato? Like, fuck that place.
Oh, you mean mozzarella and broccoli on cardboard?
Okay, hold on. I will defend their Putinesca pizza because it's fucking delicious. Putinesca? I will go in. They have like this one pizza.
It's, oh, you lost Xander.
Yeah, I will go in and I will order a slice of it if I'm hungry. I will never actually order a pizza from there, but yeah.
But,
Hold on.
Okay.
So.
Pizza Wars.
Two of the best pizzas I've had in the state of Oregon has been from Double Mountain Brewing in Hood River. They make incredible pizza there.
And if you're not about to say Escape from New York Pizza.
I'm going to say in Astoria, mm-hmm. Fort George Brewing.
Okay.
Their pizza, better than anything I've had in Portland.
Okay. As long as you don't say Hot Lips.
Oh, God. Hot
butthole.
Warm butthole. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's the broccoli on fucking cardboard.
No, that's fucking NPC, grocery store pepperonis on a pizza. Ugh. They're terrible. Little grease bowls.
Can you talk a little bit about Hot Lips?
A thin crust bullshit.
Hot Lips is, in my opinion, the worst fucking pizza I've ever had. I will eat frozen Safeway brand pizza before I will eat Hot Lips.
Dude, for real, the thin crust, like barbecue chicken and red onion pizza from Safeway is better than anything from Hot Lips.
Hot Lips sells overpriced, thin, orange cheese, cardboard, disgusting pizza food product. It's not pizza. It is a pizza food product.
It's like the Lunchables.
I don't know why they're so popular. And you know who was the second close worst? Fucking Sizzle Pie.
I will fight you.
Sizzle Pie is basically just Hot Lips by punks. That's all it is. It's punk. Oh, and they have their special vegan pizzas, and they put fucking broccoli and some shit on there.
What?
When I've walked into Sizzle Pie and seen their slice racks, I'm like, oh, cool. So here's a litmus test for me at a pizza place. If I walk into a pizza place that's selling slices, I look at all the slices available and I see, what do they have for offer? You know, they always have the cheese. Mm-hmm. They always have the pepperoni. Mm-hmm. But I'm more interested in what they call the veggie or the combo, or in my personal favorite, the meat pizza. What's their meat pizza of the day? Different places will rotate it out and have a meat special every day. In Portland, and I'm looking at you, Sizzle Pie. In Portland, it's so trendy to call a slice with five vegetables and chicken the meat pizza. They'll be like, oh, this has olives and asparagus and spinach and a little bit of cow testicle or something. And you're like, where's the fucking meat on the meat pizza? I want salami. I want sausage. I want pepperoni. I want beef. I want meatballs. I want steak.
Barnyard on that pizza.
Bacon. I just want, you know, two meats. Even two meats. But if your thing is, oh, all of these vegetables and a meat, you are not fucking allowed to call that a meat pizza. That's like putting anything on a grilled cheese sandwich and still calling it a grilled cheese sandwich. At that point, it's not a grilled cheese sandwich. It's a melt. What's the next beer, Xander?
So here's the thing.
Oh, no.
He's wrong about their pizzas, better meat pizzas, because I'm looking up right now on their menu, but that's okay. That's okay.
No, I'm only talking about what's in the slices. The slices aren't always from the main menu. It's whatever they fucking decide to make that day. Whoever is jerking off in the back room and whatever long-haired hippie is currently in charge of the pizza station, they let that guy make his favorite pizzas, and usually it's some hippy-dippy bullshit.
You know what it was? It was some dude who's like a freegan who went dumpster diving and found the thrown out broccoli and put that shit on a pizza.
Yeah.
Fuck you, buddy.
Portland.
And your girlfriend pizza. Astrid or whatever she called herself.
Portland is not a good pizza town.
Okay, I'm going to push back a little bit because I actually love sizzle pie pizza. I don't get anything other than that are fucking like cheese or pepperoni. That's all I get because that's what I want on a fucking pizza.
Why do you like sizzle pie? Tell us. I am open mind.
Because it
why
is
do
a
you like bad things?
First off, have you met me? And secondly, again, it is a, the slices are usually quite large. They are greasy. I like greasy pizza. Their cheese selection is usually pretty good. Their happy hour is actually pretty fucking tits. And their fucking cheese, or their breadsticks that they serve there are actually very good. And they come with a aardvark sauce, dipping sauce that is phenomenal. And again, I will 100% agree with you. They cater way too much to the fucking vegans and they can go fuck right off as far as I'm concerned. But I think their cheese and pepperoni is very good. And when I look at pizza, that's all I give a fuck about. That's all I give a fuck about. When I look at pizza, my standard is, do you make a good slice of cheese? Do you make a good slice of pepperoni? That's all I care about. I don't want fucking fancy ass shit on my fucking pizza. I don't.
I want fancy ass shit on my pizza. And by
you're
fancy ass
shit. What's wrong with Portland pizza?
By fancy ass shit, I mean sausage, black olives, and mushrooms. Maybe some ham, maybe some meatballs. Meatballs on a pizza. Heckin' heavenly.
Okay, I did once get a New York style deep. No, sorry, a Chicago-style deep dish pizza.
Deep dick pizza?
What was it? Deep dish. Mm. Pizza that was bought for me by Mark Mothersba, who was the lead singer of Devo.
The best two pizzas that I ever made in my life from scratch were a gyro pizza. It's fucking amazing. I did a white sauce based on tzatziki, but my own special properties in that. You don't want to ask what's in it. You'll be sad. And... a Chinese General Tso's pizza.
So, NPC, we recently celebrated an anniversary.
Yeah.
We've been together for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I don't think you've ever made me pizza.
Because I've not been anywhere that had a good enough kitchen for it.
Have you seen our kitchen?
It's not good for pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not a pizza oven. You got to have a certain kind of oven for a good pizza.
You need to go and build a wood fired oven in your backyard and then he'll make you pizza.
Yeah. Cool. NPC, get on that.
I don't know if that's how that works, but
I mean,
we're diverting away from the topic here. So let's get back on board and talk about Portland pizza and this guy's article.
So this is surprising. Portland is known as a bit of a foodie town. I think everyone who's moved here from elsewhere has gained 10 pounds within the first 6 months. The food here is pretty fucking good.
But on the average, the food here is great.
It's pretty good.
It's fine.
I mean, we came here from places very different, I think, where you came from. So it is perspective, I suppose.
There are things that aren't as good as they are in other countries, but we have
other states.
We have fantastic sushi. We have fantastic Vietnamese food.
Yes.
We have fantastically expensive, but also good creative food by locals.
Food. Yeah.
But there's a lot of authentic food that we don't really get right. You know,
it's called Mexican.
The barbecue here is pretty fucking good.
No.
It's not cold. It's
okay.
It's Poshines.
Poshines is good.
Poshines is
best
really good.
Hush puppies ever had in my goddamn life.
It's not Saucy Q's.
It's not Alabama.
It's not Alabama. Yes.
But okay. Yeah.
But we do some really good fucking food here. But pizza? Question mark.
I think that there are a handful of places that are decent to good in this city. I think to call it the best pizza town in America is the most goddamn laughable thing I've ever heard in my entire life. There is no fucking way that this little town of like 650,000 people makes better pizza than like the fucking metro area of New York of 16 million.
That's or just, Chicago.
Or Chicago, yeah.
Okay, that's lasagna and a crust, but that's neither here nor there.
Here's the thing. They're probably... The two people who wrote this article shouldn't have been allowed to write this article.
Yeah.
They should have gone before the National Pizza Review Board and been quizzed upon their various tastes of pizza. You need multiple perspectives, as our show is currently proving to you, dear listener, to truly assess what is a good pizza town. If you simply take two blokes to a bunch of locations, they're just not going to have that variety of perspective to be able to look at the local cuisine.
Poppy.
Yes.
To you.
Yes.
What doth a good pizza make? Your personal opinions.
So I'm going to give sort of the cop-out answer here, I think. I don't get pizza snobbery. I feel like, such as with beer, such as with wine, such as with any...
You're the wannabe wine snob.
A wannabe, it's a joke. I detest snobbery. And basically, at the end of the day, if you like it, if you think it tastes good, then awesome, right? I really don't get it. Like, again, and I know what I don't like. I don't particularly like the deep dish pizza, but it has more to do with, I don't like getting really messy when I eat food. I don't like shit all over my face when I'm eating food. And that's more of a personal preference than anything to do with the pizza. You know what I mean?
No.
I gotta find a way to combine pizza and ribs.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta make this happen.
Rib pizza.
Well, again, Fort George Brewing out in Astoria had a like fucking pulled pork.
No, I'm talking pizza. Like on the bone. If I can find a way to bake a pizza around a rack of ribs.
That's very strange.
Who got NPC high before this show?
Is that called a calzone?
I was thinking that. It's kind of called a calzone. It's a calzone
with bones in it. Be careful.
Yeah.
But personally, what do I think makes a good pizza? So I like a traditional pan pizza, personally. I love wood-fired pizza. But your good old electric or gas oven is fine, too. I like a crust that I like a crust that I would want to dip in, like, butter and just eat as, like, a breadstick or something. Got to be sturdy enough. It's got to be sturdy enough to hold the pizza. But it can't be so thick that it's just too much bread. There's got to be, like, this perfect sort of, you know, baby bear kind of just right kind of action going on. So pan pizza. Some Goldilocks action, exactly. Yep. I like a good flavorful marinara, a little bit of sweet, a little bit of oregano in there, a little bit of garlic in there. It's got to have a generous amount of cheese. Very generous cheese. I like a good combination of the sweet and the savory. So favorite pizza, the Rose City Hawaiian from the now defunct Brick House, which was ham, mandarin oranges, and cream cheese.
Nope.
It was really good.
It was so good. So the different textures, different flavors, a little bit of sweet, a little bit of savory, all wrapped up in an amazing wood-fired pizza. Incredible.
NPC.
I like all kinds of pizza. Depends on my mood. Generally, the only pizza I don't like is the super, super, super floppy pizza. Mm. Like the super thin, floppier than a pizza paper kind of pizza. Not a fan of that. I make exceptions though, you know? There's very little that I don't like. I don't like pineapple on a pizza, but I don't consider it a sin. You know, I'll joke about it, but people can eat whatever the fuck they want. And I've had pineapple on a pizza. It was pretty good at times. I don't like hipster pizza. You know, I don't like it when the pizza's trying too hard to prove it that it exists kind of pizza. Like consider a lot of pizzas here in Portland. If your name is Ken and you have an artisanal pizza place, you can fuck right off. It's awful.
You don't want your pizza to be a big titty goth girl with daddy issues?
I don't like ridiculously expensive pizza that shouldn't be as expensive as it is. Man. I think that you should pay for quality of toppings and you should pay for a nicely shaped pizza.
Round?
Round. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
And when places charge ridiculous amounts of money in this town for pizza that shouldn't cost that much, and their restaurants are popular, I realize how truly white this city is.
I will never forget, I was moving one time and I was in school. I was a very broke student. I asked my friends to come help me move. And I said, I will pay you in beer and pizza. With what little money I had, I will pay you with beer and pizza. So I sent a friend of mine off. I said, please go get beer and pizza. I will pay you back. So instead of doing what I thought they were going to do, which was go get Domino's or Pizza Hut or go to Safeway and get some frozen pizzas or something and like, you know, a case of Session or something.
This is college, right? You said
this was grad school.
Yeah,
it's college. Still college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If no, grad school is also broker than college, yeah. Basically.
I'm saying that we were all in our late 20s to early 30s at this point. OK,
doesn't matter. Continue.
It's
college.
I sent him off to go get pizza for everybody. And he came back with this fucking hipster Portland gluten-free bullshit. $90 worth of pizza.
And it was like three pizzas.
And I was like,
iffy, and they weren't even big.
And I was like, dude, I can't afford $90 worth of pizza. Like, I can't pay you back. Like, what did you do? I said, get pizza. I don't think I ever did pay him back. I was like, fuck you, buddy. Like, why?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I think you were there
mm-hmm.
when that happened.
I was mm-hmm. grumpy, and then I bought more pizza later.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to end this by saying that my usual pizza test is, can you make a good slice of cheese? Mm-hmm. That is my bare bones minimum for anything. Can you make a good slice of cheese pizza? Because if you can't, then everything else you put on top of it is garbage, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned. That is my base.
I do still have a special place in my heart for those cheese pizzas that we got, you know, in grade school lunch. That were like fucking rectangular.
Yeah, I know.
Those weren't pizzas. Those were closer to lasagna. Just really thin lasagna.
Yeah. Look at me, you Chicago.
I love a good deep dish pizza. And deep dish pizza and lasagna have almost nothing in common. Other than the fact that they're made with like cheese and sauce.
Yeah.
I love a good deep dish, especially with the sauce on top. Oh, yeah. Or it just sort of sinks down into...
See, it's too thick for me. It's too thick.
I like it because it's called a pizza pie. And that is like eating a pie.
It is like eating a pie. Yeah. The truth is in advertising. But again, I think we can all conclude pizza in Portland, not the best in the country.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Not after January.
Nope.
Before January, I would fight. Now, I'm just going to cry.
Yeah, now we just are sad.
Yeah.
So, Dennis... Santa, everybody out there from Brick House, we miss you. We love you. I hope you're doing well. Come bake us a pizza, please.
Pizza shows not worth it. Anyway, you've been listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars, recorded here in Portland, Oregon, where we don't like waiting in line for food, or at least I don't.
No, fuck that. No. You are never worth it.
This particularly ranty episode has been a lot of fun, where we've got to be snobs with each other. Fortunately, we're all still friends, I think.
You know, like what you like, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. You know, it's okay to not like things, but don't be a dick about it.
I think Ken's is actually hurting people, isn't it?
I think so. Like, I think their pizza is literally built upon, like, the souls of the damned or something.
Hot Lips actually is harvested from the souls of small children, I believe.
Something, yeah.
Isn't that, I think that's the place where I ate, I think I went to Ken's, and then the next day you took me to the emergency room, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, remember? I thought I had appendicitis.
Yeah.
Like, Pizzicato just likes to abuse its customers, I'm just saying. It just seems like a thing.
The $1.50 fucking focaccia bread is pretty good, but yeah.
The pizza seems like a crime against humanity.
As long as it's not Hot Lips, we're cool.
Just stay away from the warm butthole.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, join us online. Tell us your favorite pizza. Tell us how we're wrong and you're right, and we'll fight you. And we'll all have a great time doing it. Discord, Facebook, Twitter, all those places.
My bro.
All pizza is valid.
No. Incorrect.
And I'm NPC.
monstrous trick of an empty chair with comments that would be not relevant to this podcast because my taste in pizza
is... Oh, I didn't know your taste in pizza was bad. I'm so sorry, Jacob. I'm Dr. Sandra J. Mander.
And I am Poppy Pizzeria Beaujolais.
And we wish to remind you once again, keep your pizzas round.
Always keep your topping simple.
Keep it shiny side up.
Make sure they are critically fresh.
And please always drink responsibly.
Thanks.
And don't put fucking broccoli on your pizza. What is wrong with you, you fucking monster? Who hurt you?
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. The Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Edit note to self.
Yes.
Fill that with beeps later.
Cock sucking, motherfucking ass raping, fucking Barbra Streisand.
Wow. Okay. You don't have to bring her into this. Compared to these other pizza toppings, she's not that bad.
No, Barbra Streisand's great. We love her.
No.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Barbra Streisand, also not a good pizza topping.
No.